everybody. It's Wednesday, so that means we've got the Voice of Business radio show again. I'm Emily Gowdy-Backus, the Director of Communications with the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, and this is the Voice of Business radio show, which is a Worcester Chamber broadcast in partnership with Unity Radio, streaming live on 102.9 FM. My first guest today is Amy Lombardo, the head of the Worcester Office of LLB Architects. Amy, how are you doing today?
Very good. Thanks so much for having me here today. I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely. No problem. All right. So LLB Architects is in Pawtucket. That's their original headquarters, but you guys are opening up a new Worcester office, which is wonderful. We love to hear that. Hashtag recruit, retain, incubate, which is our chamber motto. All right. If you were on a speed date, how would you describe LLB Architects, your history, your services, your design team?
Well, that would be a lot to describe on a speed date because it's a fairly old firm. Our firm was founded in 1936 in Rhode Island, and it was originally founded as a structural engineering firm.
Okay.
And then over the years and over the generations, it's morphed into a full-service architectural firm with also with interior design on staff.
So
that's what we do. We have two locations, as you've already mentioned, so Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and our brand-new Worcester office, which is on 40 Southbridge Street, right next to the Hanover Theater.
Oh, that's super easy to find. Great. Right off Main Street.
Absolutely.
So you said full service. That means commercial, residential, all the above?
Oh, yes. I think, you know, LLB Architects has a high concentration in institutional architecture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? Which is very fitting in Worcester, which has 11 institutions.
So exactly.
That's a fitting market for our talents. But over the years, we've also branched out and emerged as designers in biotech, as well as civic work, and particular focus on libraries, as well as some historic preservations. Yeah.
You're teasing at our segment, too, where your colleague Drayton is going to join us to talk about the Worcester Public Library renovation. But can you just tell me a little bit about in what design areas your team excels? I heard you mention schools there, civic buildings. Just a little bit about the portfolio as you expand into Worcester.
Yeah, well, our portfolio is very diverse, and I think that's common for architects in New England. I mean, really, I think what we'd like to try to say is we gravitate towards jobs that we can make a difference, make an impact, something great for the community, right? So we try to be stewards of the environment, make a difference, and hopefully we can apply some of those talents here in Worcester or around Worcester. As I had mentioned previously, so we definitely excel in some and have a long history in institutional work. That would be at the collegiate level.
Okay.
As well as grade school levels, private and public. We have a significant amount of work that's emerging and growing fast in technologically challenging projects such as laboratories, vivariums.
What's a vivarium?
it's another component, a highly specialized component of a laboratory project. Found often in research and development areas. There's also in manufacturing, oceanic peer assessments. So some really technically challenging and specialty projects. But as well as this is very applicable to Worcester, we have a long history of historic preservations, adaptive reuse, which is something that as I walk around Worcester and I see all the beautiful buildings and I see all of the facades that have truly unique architectural details and some craftsmanship that I've actually never seen in some other cities. It's really unique and wonderful. It's inspiring. I walk down the streets of Worcester in awe, looking up at the beauty of the buildings, of the streetscapes. And I'm hoping that we get to apply some of our skill sets here.
That's great to hear. I mean, you know, architects aren't often, I feel, given the due that they're owed in terms of how they impact our natural surrounding environment. You guys come and you think about spaces, and we, as the general public, just walk through those spaces, and yeah, they might impact us, they might not impact us, but you're talking about really preserving what's made Worcester, Worcester, and I think that that's a really important message as we go forward into this, I'm going to cringe, but I'm going to say it, renaissance, as Worcester gets this new wave of popularity in the region. So it's great to hear that you guys are going to come in and try to make us, you know, really remember what's made us stand out as a city. So that's great. Yeah, you've talked a lot about the beauty here in Worcester, but why did you choose the company and yourself as the head of the Worcester office, choose Worcester as the next location for LLB?
Well, Worcester is a perfect market for our company, right? I mean, it matches us and the culture of our company on so many levels, right? So for as long as I can remember, more than 50% of our work has been in Massachusetts in addition to Rhode Island market. And it was, I think, about time to put some bricks and mortar in the state that we were doing business in.
Oh, okay.
And it's been really thrilling to be able to have the building and the resources and the space to serve our clients in Massachusetts, be closer to them, and provide them with space for us to, you know, not just conduct our work from that office, but also so they can come and conference with us. We can go out for lunch in Worcester, which has got a great lunch scene. And so this putting some bricks and mortar to what we were already doing in the state for business has been very advantageous. Also, the markets align very well with our portfolios, as I think you're probably picking up. Institutional work and biotech industry developments, manufacturing industry developments, as well as historic preservations. And I promise I won't go too much into what's going to be your exciting next segment, but
that's
civic
okay.
and library work. We are providing design services over at the Worcester Public Library, and we are providing services for the city of Worcester over at the DCU Center.
Oh, that's great. What are you doing at the DCU Center?
Well, we're currently going to upgrade some of the facilities that need some maintenance, such as, you know, the paints and some maintenance of the masonry as it ages, and taking care of some of the technical details that needs renovations in the ice rink area.
Oh, okay. Now, earlier you were describing sort of a brain set that sees buildings and looks at their future, I think, in words as a journalist. But I'm just curious, as you walk around the streets of Worcester and you see the downtown and you see the outlying neighborhoods that have all the schools and the residential communities, how do you feel LLB is going to have an impact on the built environment here? And where do you see Worcester's environment in terms of architecture going forward?
Well, being newer to Worcester,
yes.
right, we might have a unique perspective. Everything that I see is sort of full of energy and full of development in a pace that is a bit abnormal, that you don't see these paces in every city. And so it's great to see things such as specific economic development districts being identified, right? And something I thought was really unique in Worcester is all these pad-ready sites that are developed, and then how well the city does at communicating all of these developments back to the citizens and to the industry professionals so that we can engage and talk with each other about how to best, you know, leverage those developments.
Wonderful. Yeah. In our last minute, Amy, the Worcester office ribbon cutting was on April 25th. How have you found the local architectural industry in that time? Are you guys all working together to sort of build the next generation of Worcester?
So I tell my friends and family that ask me about Worcester, and they ask me just what's it like, and I say the business community is so unique because it feels like a group of business professionals and that are all pushing each other up the hill together, and that's a really unique feeling. I don't think that happens in all cities. I'm pretty sure it doesn't, and I've really felt that because the industry professionals have made more than enough effort to include me and the staff at LLB Architects, inviting us to foundation and charity events that are useful, letting us know and giving us a heads up when there's governmental speeches, and also including us and inviting us to galas and all sorts of events around town, so that networking has been truly fun and has been, we found that we're settling in quite comfortably.
Oh, great. I'm so lucky that there's been a wonderful warm welcome for LLB Architects. We're happy to have you. I'm sure the rest of the city is. And You heard it here first. Hang on one second. We're going to be back with Amy and Drayton Fair for the Worcester Public Library renovations.